Welcome to Stadium BS. For more information, check out www.castellons.com.
Afternoon and good evening, wherever you are around the world. This is Frankie Castellan over at Castellan Motivational Standard, which is my brand, and welcome to the Stadium BS podcast. Before I go any further, take a look at my website. Even though it's a freaking link tree, it gets right to the point of what I have. www.castellons.com. It has everything Frankie, if you're listening in. If you're looking on YouTube, thank you. I appreciate it. Like, subscribe, etc. It has everything. All my resale items from Mercari, eBay, Poshmark, Etsy, to my own store, which has everything Frankie of what I made in the past. Greenville Joe's, Nueva York, my designer, New York and Boston caps, my Puerto Rican hat, South Africa, etc. Take a look at it. See what you think of it. And if you want to help me out, help Frankie make the podcast a little bit more, make the channel a little bit more, I don't mind, you know, if you hit me back with something. I really do appreciate it, as known as the tip in the cap. So if you give me a tip in the cap, I highly appreciate it. That's mainly what I want to discuss, but I'm going to push that aside. And I want to show you a picture of what we're talking about, which the episode is called Community Without the BS. And the reason why I say this is because this is a positive video. It's not something I'm going to complain about. I've already complained about John Fisher. I've already complained about the Rays. I've already complained about ESPN taking MLB.TV, you know, making us pay more money for everything that we enjoyed. And it's usually just a nostalgia feel because your dad, your brother, your anybody that is close to you, your uncle, took you to a baseball game, took you to, you know, the old days back, I'm like from my era, Shea Stadium or Yankee Stadium, to go to a Mets or a Yankees game. And that could be significant with a lot of people. It's a nostalgia feel. And they're trying to reinvent the wheel. I get it from a business sense, but it's really, really hard to get people's interest into baseball if you're just charging up the wazoo. And I've discussed this numerous amount of times. So I would like to talk to you about what's right. And probably next week I'll tell you another thing that I thought was intriguing next week. So let me go to this picture I have for you. This picture is from the groundbreaking of Mayberry Park. Now, what is Mayberry Park? Mayberry Park just been, you know, basically ribbon cut, you know, grand opening from a baseball field that was abandoned years ago in Greenville, South Carolina. It was part of a big project for Unity Park. And I'm going to explain why Unity Park, the name of it, is a very powerful piece in this puzzle. And basically what is symbolizing Greenville, South Carolina, which they've been reinventing the wheel and making it into attraction for anybody to live here, which that could go either way of, I don't want you here, place is full, or we welcome you, you know, we want your tax dollars. You know, it could go either way, and I'm like, that's a whole nother subject for me to get aggravated about. Maybe I should talk about that, but not today. Anyway, the reason why this is so important is this was originally a ball field for just the black kids. It was segregated. And beside of it, if you go towards your left from that screen, if you go to your left side, that's where Unity Park is. And that's where originally the minor league baseball stadium Meadowbrook Park was, which it was only a whites-only baseball field. And that's where all your barnstorming, your minor leaguers played. And this was before the color barrier of Jackie Robinson. So they played there, and basically they gave the scraps over to the black kids. This was in an area that it was very high risk at the time. And one of the things that I read in an article, and I'll put the article up on my website and I'll show it on the screen, is it was next to a police shooting range. So when I read that, I'm like, so what if there was friendly fire? Is that going to be reported? Is that going to be just brushed under a rug? I don't know. I was not there in the 1940s, 1950s, 1960s, way before my time. But we had one speaker at that ceremony, and I had to be involved into it, was a person by the name of John Whiteside. So I'm gonna put this article up, and I would suggest definitely to read up on this article from the Greenville Journal. This is something that is very, very, very significant. John Whiteside was one of the speakers at this ribbon cutting, and he told some stories about his experience playing for Sterling High School, which I don't think exists anymore, and what he did, what he had to overcome of like the dogs that were on the loose, the shooting range, etc. And it was a very powerful story, I really think. And to him, he's been pushing this project for years. And as you can see in that background photo, that was actually Mayberry Park, how it looked before it looked like this. So, going back to the ceremony, this is actually celebrating its 100th anniversary. It was actually made into a playground in 1925. Now we're in 2025, and this park got new life from what you see here. It looks beautiful. So, a lot that were in attendance played on this field 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago, maybe even 70 years ago. Okay. And basically, what I wanted to consider it as a restitution project. Basically, and I'm sorry. Okay. And I understand completely. I really do. So, one of the things that intrigued me about this project is who was the ones that contributed to this. And this is where I'm going to go with this. It was Craig and Vicky Brown. Now, if you don't know who these people are, I think you should get to know who these people are. Craig and Vicky Brown are the owners of the Greenville Drive. They are responsible for building Fluor Field. They are responsible for pretty much bringing a lease on life on the west end of downtown Greenville, which was really, really bad. And they made it into this staple that everyone in all walks of life want to see. They have very excellent turnouts for Greenville Drive games. This was all privately funded. And not only that, these owners, make a profit, I assume. They also are helping the city of Greenville make a profit as well. This is something you don't see every day. That's why I'm telling you this is right. And they were the primary contributors to Mayberry Park. Basically, I'm like, they have a picture that has the generous donations of Vicky and Craig Brown. And I will show you that picture right now. Let me go here. I'm going to change the wallpaper, and I'm going to show you that right now, since we're on the. All right, where are you? I'm going to go to albums. I'm going to go to Mayberry Park. All right. And I'm going to show you the sign if you're watching on YouTube. I want you to see the sign of when you enter Mayberry Park. All right, so we're gonna do this. I'm gonna get out of this. Made possible by the generosity of Craig and Vicky Brown. Established 1925, reestablish in 2025. They wanted to do this restitution project to help everyone to play in this ball field. They had the concept from the Little League World Series baseball stadium in Williamsport. They want to make it a prime facility for Greenville Little League and all leagues combined that play baseball, all the kids playing in this field. They want to make it an attraction. They might even have, you know, playoff games there for Little League to go into the Little League World Series. You never know. I could see that happening. It's such a beautiful place. And this is something that you don't see every day between government and baseball. You don't. And that's why I had to be there for this. It was a wonderful experience. And I was thrilled of listening to not only the mayor, the owner of the drive, and John Whiteside. It made me actually walk over there after the ceremony ended. And I actually walked over to not only Mayor Knox White, but to Greenville Drive owner Craig Brown and told them, thank you so much for doing what you're doing, because you're doing everything right with baseball and city. And that's something you do not hear every day. Now, you know, Major League Baseball teams have community projects. I get that. And they build fields and, you know, they give back to the community. I get that. Okay? But this is on a whole nother level. Craig and Vicky Brown are not looking for anything in return. Major League Baseball owners are looking for something in return. This is their business. My opinion, because I don't know their financials, I think they're doing well enough for themselves. I'm like, in my opinion, they're like a Warren Buffett type. They made all their money. They're fine. They're taken care of. Their family, taken care of. They want to give back. And that's extremely, extremely commendable. And that's why I say this is right between baseball and government. That's what I love about it. So, going back to that day, I listened to those speeches and I got to walk around the field and I had to run and get me one of those Mayberry Park hats. That is something that's going to be in my collection. I gave back to the city, you know, with whatever money I have, because I'll be honest with you, I've lived in Greenville, and I've said this numerous amount of times. I live in Greenville for 11 years. I met my wife here. I have my second daughter here. I came from Tampa, Florida, which Tampa, Florida has gotten way too big for its britches. And it's getting very overcrowded. A lot of crime is involved. It's becoming a high risk. And they're redeveloping that area as well. They have their downtown project, their Water Street project. They're going to revitalize downtown St. Petersburg once the Trop is demolished in a few years. They're trying to do everything the right way, but it's gotten so big that, in my opinion, it's not the same compared to years ago. And I lived there prior from New York for 14 years. And I have good memories there. Some good, some bad. That's anywhere you go. Some good, some bad. But here, it feels like home. It feels safe. It feels, I could walk my dog with no issue. In Tampa, different story. And I got some stories about that. But it's not to badmouth Tampa or New York. You know, they're great cities and all. I'm proud where I came from. But I want to go to the next chapter. And my next chapter is here in Greenville. I would definitely take a look at these articles. These are awesome articles. They have awesome pictures. I'm going to show you the pictures from the Greenville Journal. This is awesome. You see that? I did speak to Knox White, which is who's in the center, Craig Brown, who's on the right. I spoke to them. They took me. They were a little off guard with me, but and I was nervous. I admit it, I was very nervous of speaking with them, but they were very gracious. Knox White told me about, because he heard immediately my New York accent and he started laughing because like I know he gave me the look like I know where you're from. I know where you're from. You're from New York. And I told him my story about, me and my wife, having my daughter here, and telling them that you made right with Greenville. You did. You made everything awesome. I'm like, it's getting way too nice. It's going to get expensive. I already know that coming. So I want to bear my roots here and settle here, God willing, before the market goes up again. Because right now we're going to probably go into a recession, but that's a topic that I won't even touch because it's not about that BS. It's about stating BS. I'm not even talking about stating BS because guess what? Floor Field, privately funded. Mayberry Park, a huge contribution to Little League and the African American community. Big time. What's right? They even have freaking batting cages. Look at that. Look at the stands. This is top of the line. I have my own photos, but I'll share you these. I'm like, look at that. Look at that pitcher's mound. Oh, and the Unity Tower. That's also freaking awesome. I'm deeply fathom of this experience. They were awesome. They did great. And they had a lot of guests and they all witnessed the history and they were very gracious. They were very accommodating. They gave us water, popcorn. It was pretty cool. And I'm very happy to be witness of this. And it's going to be a lot of great things to come. And it's going to grow to the point that it is going to become a big city. Now, is it a good thing or a bad thing? That's your opinion. For me, it is a good thing, and I'm proud to be a resident here. And I'm just going to end it with that. I'm happy that the Greenville Drive did what they did to contribute to the city of Greenville. I am very happy about that. And guess what? Spartanburg is to follow that. That's why we got the Spartan Burgers. That's why they want to revitalize downtown Spartanburg. I give them credit too. I enjoyed the Spartan Burgers. So does my kid. Let's see how next week goes because they're in the playoff run, both the Spartan Burgers and the Drive. I got my ticket for the playoff game if there is one on September 9th. I would like to go to Floor Field for that, but let's see if they make it to the playoffs, either the Spartan Burgers or the Drive. They're in a playoff hunt. Let's see. Let me go look at their schedule before I let you guys go. Now, let's see. We're going to go to September. Just takes forever. This is spontaneity, by the way. This was not planned. But let me show you. If it will let me. I'm just going to do. Here we go. Here we go. September. Okay, so their final games are against Winston-Salem. All of them. Starting tonight, which is September the 2nd, all the way to Sunday. So let's see how they do. Because if their home games, whether it be the Spartan Burgers or the Greenville Drive, those are going to be the tickets that are on sale. I already got one for Greenville. on the 9th, and I'm praying that I get to go there. They're trying to pack the place. They did, and this is another thing bright about Craig Brown's brilliance in business. He wants to pack the place, so what he did was he offered $10 general admission to pack 4,000 in that stadium September 9th. That's respect. That is awesome with the community. $10 tickets just to cheer the drive on. Yes, they are a Boston affiliate. Yes, they are my arch nemesis. But guess what? I'm not mad. I'm thrilled. This is the right way to do baseball. And none of it is BS. Take a look at my website, www.castleonms.com. I have all my episodes from Stadium BS on there. It is on every podcast platform known to man. Or if you want to watch, take a look at it on the YouTube channel. If you want to contact me at Frankie Castleon Caps, it's on the screen if you're watching on YouTube. Anyway, I hope that my rambling made sense. But I gotta go. Take care. God bless.
Thank you for watching on YouTube, and thank you for listening on your favorite podcast platform.